Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And a very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast. It's Friday, February 16th, 2024. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by, well, Hackensack Brewing Company. I mean, we'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. By Anita Discount Tire and by our friends at DraftKings. Right now, this is as dead a time as could possibly be in the sports world. And I got to tell you, right, my mind right now is anywhere but sports. I got to tell you, really. We're still a while away from baseball. I know pitches and catches are reported and all that. If that gets you excited, it doesn't really get me excited. Wake me up on opening day, as far as that's concerned. We got the NBA All-Star Game this weekend, which I could give a rat's tail about. As right now, the Knicks in the middle of a four-game losing streak with everybody and their brother basically on the injured list. Football, well, we're a long way away from that. We got the combines will be coming up, and then we'll have free agency, and then the draft at the end of April. So a long way to go with all that stuff with the Jets. But I got that. But I got to say this, and I want to get to the Rangers, who right now are clearly the best team in New York and the best team that I root for, without a doubt. We'll get to them in a second. And we'll get to a little bit on everybody here. But because really, February is like the dog days. Like we are in the, they always talk about in baseball, August is like the dog days of baseball. Well, this is the dog days of life right now. When you live up in the Northeast here, or you live anywhere where the weather is cold, okay, during the winter, these are the dog days. I mean, you are just trying to get through. It's February 16th, so we're halfway through the month. Unfortunately, it's leap year, so we get an extra day in February. We get a February 29th. I don't understand. Can somebody explain to me why shouldn't, let's say, now June only has 30 days, right? So why the hell don't we get an extra day in June, right? Let's get like a June 31st instead of a February 29th. Right? Does that make sense? Who disagrees with that? Tell me who that is, right? And I understand that the groundhog did not see his shadow, so consequently, Punxsutawney Phil, our good buddy, the 87th incarnation of him, but nevertheless, he did not see his shadow, so that means that there's only six more weeks of winter, right? That's what it means? Or it's going to be an early spring. All right? Well, judging by what it looks like outside today in the beautiful New York metropolitan area where it's balls cold, and especially with the wind blowing, and we had a nice little snowstorm a couple days ago, I do not see spring in sight anywhere. I'll say that. So let's tell it like it is. We are a long way away. February is clearly the worst month in the year. March is clearly the second worst month in the year, And we could go on and on. The only thing I always say is the only thing that saves January is the NFL playoffs. That's it. Really, that's it. Otherwise January would be shitty too. But I mean, so that's the only thing that really saves the month of January. But anyway, so it's the dog days of the sports world. I mean, you do have the college basketball going if that excites you. I did mention the hockey. I'll get to the Rangers in a second. But I get it. How about that? You can't make the. This is to all my buddies out there that know Joey T, right? Kenny, listen to this. Kenny Scarabaggio, more than anybody, will really appreciate this. So I get a text last night from Joey T. I hadn't heard from him in a couple of days, right? Which, it's unbelievable. Usually he's texting me 47 times a day. Every little minute move that the Mets don't make, I got to hear about, So anyway. He texted me last night. This is the biggest crock of crap you've ever heard. He texts me this and he goes, "I'm taking a break from sports." Kenny, you hear that? Joey T, okay, right? is taking, he's on Twitter or X or whatever the hell they call it now, X, Elon Musk owns it, it's X. Joey T is taking a break from sports. He is not going to be on Twitter every moment of the day. How about that? Are you serious? Come on, Joe. Who are you kidding? So anyway, so you know, Joey T taking a break from sports is like Kim Kardashian taking a break from men. I mean, really, that's, you know what I mean? I mean, that's pretty much what, and by, speaking of Kim Kardashian, did you see who her latest squeeze is? If you don't know, her latest boyfriend, I mean, you know, the men come and go, like, you know, like, she changes men like she changes her underwear. If she even wears underwear, we don't know. I guess her boyfriends would know that. But anyway, be that as it may, her latest boyfriend is Odell Beckham. Are you kidding me? That's her latest guy. How long is that? What's the over-under on that lasting? What lasts longer? Kim Kardashian's relationship with Odell Beckham or Joey T taking a break from sports? Tell me. Who wins? Who wins? Tell me who wins that. Oh, what a freaking disaster. So he texts me this last night. And my only response could be, yeah, of course, Joe. Of course. You're taking a break from sports. Okay. What a disgrace. Please. Oh, my God. Oh. There's no shot he's taking a break. Joey, at the very least, Joey would be watching Riviera this week, right? Okay? Right? The Genesis championship in LA at Riviera because Tiger's playing. And I watched Tiger play yesterday. I watched the last five holes that Tiger played, and he's one over par going into round two today. He had a very weird day. He had five birdies and six bogeys. Actually, bogeyed the last hole. As a matter of fact, if you were watching Tiger yesterday, on the 18th hole, he hits a freaking par 4 18. He hits a stellar drive. I mean, like, you know, like one of my wife's drives, like right down the goddamn middle of the fairway. And the only difference was Tiger wasn't complaining about it, you know? Right down right down the middle of the freaking fairway. Like, it wasn't a lot farther than my drives. But right down the middle of the fairway. So now his second shot, and there's, to the right of him is like this big tree. If you know Riviera, they got these trees hanging out in different places. And, of course, the big clubhouse in all the way in the back of the 18th green there. And Tiger hits a shot that if you don't see, you got to see. It is almost indescribable that he hit this shot. I mean, I could not believe it. Totally misses it. Hits it right to the right. Right at this freaking tree. I'm like, oh my God. I had it. They showed the replay about three times and on Golf Channel, and I couldn't believe how bad a shot this was from Tiger. It was, you know, it's the kind of shot I make. You know what I mean? I mean, this was really bad. As a matter of fact, the way I've been playing lately, I'm not even making that shot. Okay? So that's how bad it was. So anyway. So now he's going to his third shot, par four. I don't know, maybe, I don't know how far he is away from the green. Maybe he's 130 yards away, something like that. Maybe, I'm not sure. Something in that area. So he's right behind a tree, and he's got a little opening with another tree to get it through the opening to get it to the green. Well, as only Tiger can, even now at this stage of his career, he hits this stellar shot. Goes right through the trees, right on the green. Now, He didn't make the par putt. He wound up getting a bogey. But, I mean, if you get a chance to see this shot, and maybe if you're watching today, Joey, you should probably be watching Genesis today, 4 o'clock. Well, Joey's actually working, right? I think he is. I don't know. We don't know. I mean, it seems like he's got a lot. Well, I mean, look, he does sell cars. And if you – I sold cars at one time, and there's a lot of downtime if you're selling cars. That's why there's so many alcoholics in the car business, you know?
Oh, my God, really?
No, I think there is a lot because there's a lot of downtime. Yeah. I mean, when I was selling cars, I used to go every day. I'd have a couple drinks at lunchtime. I never did this kind of thing. So, I you know, but this is, you know, years, many years ago, much way before I met my lovely wife. So, we're going back 35 years at least.
You're whatever.
Oh, I was snapping, all right. I was doing a lot of that. But anyway, God knows I was snapping. Not as much snapping as Joey's does, but I was snapping. So anyway, my wife's on the ground here. But anyway, I've lost my train of thought. No, but I think there is. I think that's the. I really believe that. I think there's a lot of drinking that goes on because there's a lot of downtime. You're waiting for customers to come in, and all the, you know, you're there all day. You're there from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6, 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, it can be a 6 days a week and all of that. So whatever. So like I said, I lost my train of thought here, but nevertheless. So you got to see this shot by Tiger. You really do. And we'll see what he does today. I'm not sure what time he's teeing off. Probably teeing off later. He teed off in the morning yesterday. He's probably teeing off in the afternoon. So you'll probably get to see basically his whole round today on Golf Channel. He's playing with Gary Woodland and his good buddy Justin Thomas. So I think Woodland is one under par, and JT is like with Tiger one over. And Patrick Cantlay, at least when I shut it off, I know Jason Day was making a run. He's only a shot behind. Cantlay was the leader at 7 under par. So thought that was interesting. And I thought this was interesting, too. How about the fact that Tiger no longer has Joey Lacava as his caddy? Lacava now is caddying for Patrick Cantlay. I thought that was very interesting. I guess because Tiger's not playing, you know, full schedules anymore. He's given Lacava the chance to, you know, make more money working for Cantlay. He's got this guy, I forget the guy's first name, Bennett is his last name. Used to be Matt Kuchar's caddy. That's who Tiger has now. So, but anyway, and I thought this was interesting too. How about this? Tiger no longer with Nike. How about that? All the years we watched Tiger with the Nike clothes and, you know, the TW on the hat from Nike and all that. No, 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 no. He's got his own line now. And he's actually got I may have to get one of these hats. He's actually got like a tiger with the stripes across the hat. It does. It looks really good. And the outfit, because, you know, it's on Tiger. It's going to look better than on me. But nevertheless, he was wearing all white yesterday, which I'm a very big proponent of, by the way. You know, Eastern time.
Well, that's the time.
Yeah, 2:50. So I think that's all Eastern time. So 2:54 Eastern time today, Tiger tees off. Yeah, it must be because it's 3 hours behind. So he's really teeing off at, you know, like almost 1 o'clock or, 12 o'clock in L.A.
Yeah.
So you will basically, so 2:54, I believe 4 o'clock, Golf Channel comes on with their coverage of the Genesis at Riviera. And you basically will see Tiger's entire round today. So, I mean, you know, you're a big Tiger Woods guy. And look, Tiger doesn't play that much anymore. So you really want – I love watching him play because you don't really – like I said, you don't get that chance that much. So if you're into Tiger and you're into the golf, and as I said, it's a very slow sports time right now. Joey, this is what you should be doing if you're not selling cars or if you're not out with your girl, which is really what you should be doing, Joe. It's Friday night. I don't think Seton Hall plays. You should have your ass out with your girl tonight. You know, spend a little jack on your girlfriend for a change. All right, Joe? Okay? Anyway, it's amazing how Joey T becomes the Joey's getting too much pub. Kenny's going to start getting mad at me because I'm giving him more pub than Kenny's getting. Kenny, I'm sorry, but I hope you understand. But nevertheless, so where are you? Yeah, you'll get to see Tiger's entire round today pretty much starting at 4 o'clock. So that's pretty cool. But he had all white on yesterday. And he had like this sweat, and I'm a big proponent of all white, as you know. You know, I wear all white. My wife gets mad at me sometimes, but during the golf season, I'll wear all white, right? I like that. And it does have a little bit of the ice cream man look, but, you know, I'm big on that, especially when I got a tan, especially when I got that nice savage tan, you know, to really accentuate the all white look. I'm very big on that. So, but be that as it may, Tiger had this like white sweater on yesterday, and again with the Tiger logo on it. So I gotta check that out. I'm sure you know, all the big golf stores, Golf Galaxy, the PGA store, I'm sure they're all will be starting to feature his clothing line pretty soon. So I gotta check that out. But if you're into Tiger, you're into the golf, 4 o'clock today, Golf Channel, round two of the Genesis at Riviera, as Tiger will try to make the cut. He's one over par, 8 shots off the lead. going into round two. You want to check that out. All right, Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast on a Friday. It's actually President's Day weekend. And what we'll do Monday is probably do our President's Day special. We always try to do that. And, you know, in the old days, it wasn't President's Day. You actually had Lincoln's birthday, which just passed on February 12th, and George's birthday, George Washington, for those young kids that they don't teach American history to anymore, and they don't know who George Washington is. He was actually the first president of the United States, just to let you know. And the leader, the head general of the the army during the Revolution for America, for the colonies. So just to let you know, for those who don't know that. Anyway, and there are far too much that do not. But anyway, Lincoln's birthday was February 12th. George's birthday, February 22nd. So they've condensed it now into one holiday, President's Day coming up on Monday. So it's actually a three-day weekend for a lot of people. All right, let's get our sponsors in here. We'll start out with the Hackensack Brewing Company. You know the deal. We'll let you know when the next live podcast will be, probably right before the baseball season starts in early spring. Located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful, who needs a house, out in Hackensack, New Jersey. Always 12 beers on tap, the whole deal. Check out my Ode to Pain beer when you're there. There's rumors now that TJ, now you know there's Ode to Pain beer with the Met. There's a Met Ode to Pain beer with the Met, all the Met colors and all that, the Met stuff on it. And there's also, of course, Ode to Pain beer with the Jet stuff on it in green. I'm hearing now that TJ is going to make an Ode to Pain beer in Nick and Ranger colors. I'm hearing that too. So keep your eye open for that. Anyway, tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in beautiful Hackensack, New Jersey. See Mike Jones, see TJ, everybody over there, Andre, the whole crew, and tell them I sent you. Anita Discount Tire, of course, located in beautiful Rivervale, New Jersey, on Westwood Avenue. See my son Johnny. See Ari, his boss. They do a tremendous job there. You need work done on your car. You need tires. You need your car inspected. Whatever you need, go check them out over there at Anita Discount Tire, Westwood Avenue in Rivervale, New Jersey, and tell them I sent you. And, of course, DraftKings, you know the deal on DraftKings. Whatever you want to bet on, you're betting on the NBA All-Star game this week. If you are, you're crazy. I don't know why the hell you want to do that. But the over-under, I think, is 500 in that game, something like that. But whatever you want to bet on, you want to bet on the hockey, you want to bet on the college basketball, the NBA when it comes back, you know, you want to bet on the weather, you want to bet on the golf. Maybe you want to bet on Riviera this week. By the way, I should have mentioned this. Tiger will be playing. Hopefully his body will hold up. Tiger will be playing in the Players coming up. That's coming up in March, the weekend of the 14th to 17th for the Players, of course, down in at Sawgrass, down in Ponte Vedra in Florida. And then he will also be playing, of course, in the Masters coming up actually on my wife's birthday weekend, where she will turn 47. So that's coming up as well. Yeah, I robbed the cradle, so, you know, lucky me. But anyway, so well, where are we? Oh, DraftKings. So whatever you want to bet on with DraftKings, and don't forget, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. So there you go for the sponsors. All right. Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Let's get back to this. Let's get back to the hockey. How about the Rangers right now? They're the best team in New York. They're the best team I root for. They have now won 6 games in a row. You know, before the All-Star break, they were starting to flounder a little bit, right? Shesterkin hasn't had the best year. Zibanejad's been off a little bit. But with that said, the Rangers still holding on to first place in their division. They had that win the last game before the All-Star break. They beat the crappy Ottawa Senators up in Ottawa, beat them like 7-2. They beat them bad. And ever since then, they have been just unbeatable. They've won 5 straight since the All-Star break, 6 straight overall. They won last night over Montreal at home at the Garden. Chris Kreider, who, let's be honest about this, okay, he had a hat trick last night. It was his 6th all-time hat trick of his career. He's got 27 goals on the year. Chris Kreider now has certainly put himself, if not in the discussion, already beyond that, that he's already there, that when he's done, number 20 is going to the rafters. I mean, let's be honest about it. He's the third all-time goal scorer in the history of the Rangers. I'm not sure if he has more power play goals than anybody. I think only one guy has more power play goals than him. The only guys in the history of the Rangers with more goals are Roger Bear and John Rattel. Both of their numbers are up in the rafters. I don't see how Kreider doesn't go there. And if they ever do finally win a Stanley Cup, you know, it's only going on 30 years now. That guarantees that. But it is his fifth year now of at least 25 goals. He is, unless, God forbid, there's some kind of injury, he's a lock to have 30 goals. And he's got a great shot for 40 this year. Remember, 2 years ago, he scored 52, became only the fourth Ranger to score 50 goals in a season. Vic Hatfield, the first to do it. Adam Graves did it. Jaromir Jagr, who has the record of 54 in a season, and Kreider with the 52. So one of only four Rangers ever to score 50 goals in a season. And boy, I tell you, when he gets hot, look out. And the Rangers had a little bit of a power play drought too. I think they went 18 straight power plays without scoring a goal. Kreider ended that last night. Jonathan Quick in net, he's been phenomenal. He's played outstanding. And the Rangers right now are rolling. They got an 8-point lead in their division over Carolina. 73 points on the year to 35-16-3. So really 35-19 is really what their record is. I was looking at this too. This is interesting. How about now Sunday, the Rangers play they call it the Stadium Series, the game they play the Islanders at MetLife Stadium. I was actually looking to go to that, but the prices are ridiculous. You know, what am I going to do? I'm going to sit in the upper deck where I could barely see anything. It's not like you're at a football game. So anyway, I think the cheapest seats were like $300. I don't know, something. You're probably cheaper now. I mean, I guess if you went online, you went on StubHub now or one of these, secondhand ticket services, maybe you get it cheaper. But anyway, Sunday they play the Islanders, which is the first time they played them all year, which is, you know, ridiculous too. They should play them like six times a year. But nevertheless, they play the Islanders at MetLife on Sunday with the Islanders. And this makes no sense considering they play on Long Island. The Islanders are the home team. And I guess next week they're going to have another game at MetLife with the Devils playing the Flyers. So you're going to have a couple games there, but the Islanders Rangers this Sunday at MetLife as the Rangers try to make it seven straight wins. But how about this? Like I said, the Rangers are 35-16-3. So they got 73 points. They got an 8-point lead in the division over Carolina. They're rolling right now. All that good stuff. You're all pumped up, no doubt about it, with how they're playing. Shesterkin had that shutout a couple nights ago against Calgary, his first of the year. Quick has been outstanding. You know, outside of Filip Hedl, they're all healthy right now. Capo Kakko's back. He had a nice goal in the game last night as well. So things are rolling for the Rangers right now. But how about the Islanders? If I'm not mistaken, I got to look. I should have looked at it. The Islanders' record, I believe, is 22-18-13. Think about that. The Islanders have 13 overtime or shootout losses. 13! So what their record really is, and I think they got 58 points. So you look at their record, right? My wife's looking it up now. Look up the NHL standings right now. I believe they're 22-18-13. I might be wrong about that, but I think that's what the record is, right? And they have like 58 points, right? Is that what it would be? Let's see. 22 wins would be 44, 13. So maybe you have 23 wins. I'm not sure. She'll look at it. She'll let me know now as we check it out. Do you have the exact? Do you have that yet?
I'm looking.
Just look for the NHL standings, National Hockey League standings.
Yeah.
She's checking it out, my wife. She does a great job. My wife does a great besides the laughter and the sneezing, my wife does a tremendous job behind the scenes. She really does. Here we go.
Yeah.
So here's the standings now. Here it is.
Down in the conferences here.
Well, that's
obviously.
Oh, I see how they have. Well,
see
wait a minute.
How they have it?
Yeah, but this isn't the Rangers division. Here they are. I know. All right. So now the Rangers, as I said, 8-point lead over the Hurricanes, who have 65 points. The Rangers have 73. The Islanders have 57 points, and I was right. Their record is 53. They played 53 games. Their record is 22-18-13. Wow. So you look at this and you say, and they have 57 points. you know, they're way behind, 16 points behind the Rangers, and we'll see whether they wind up making the playoffs or not. But you look at the record, and you say, oh, the Islanders are four games over 500. No, they're not. The Islanders, the real record the Islanders have, let's be honest, is 22-31. That's their record. They're actually nine games under 500. But you look at the record here and you say, well, you know, the Islanders, you know, they're four games over. No. They have 57 points. They have 13 overtime or shootout losses. 13. So that's where they get the extra 13 points from. Far and away, I don't know what it is in the West, but they got the most overtime or shootout losses in the entire Eastern Conference, which is unbelievable. So just like the Rangers' record is really 35-19, that's really what their record is, okay? When you know, because those games are losses. So their record is really 35-19, and the Islanders' record is really 22-31. So I just want to point that out, and I'm not trying to knock the Islanders here. I have no great hatred for them. I hate the Devils. The Devils I can't stand. The Devils are actually a point ahead of the Islanders. They're 27-22-4. So yeah, the Devils are actually over 500. They're one game over. They're 27-26 when you count the four overtime or shootout losses. But that's crazy. So when you look at the Islanders, you say, oh, they're four games over 500, but they're really nine games under 500 at 22-31. So I figured I'd point that out. And I know nobody really gives a damn. And I'm sure the Islander fan is not happy with me that I'm pointing that out, but that's too bad. Yeah, no, I see it. I see that. Thank you, darling. Yep. You did a great job. So the Rangers play the Islanders first time this year at MetLife Sunday afternoon, and they will try to make it seven consecutive wins. They are rolling. They are the best team I root for, and the best team in New York, in the New York metropolitan area. There's no question about that. There's no doubt. And the Knicks were making that move, but the Knicks are all, I mean, everybody's hurt. You know, they've now lost four straight games going into the All-Star game, the 33-22. Give Jalen Brunson credit for playing that game the other night against Orlando. I mean, he didn't have to play that game. They had nobody as it was anyway. But everybody's hurt. Julius Randle's out. They make this big trade for OG Anunoby, and now he's hurt. He just had surgery on his elbow. He's out at least 3 weeks. God knows when you're going to see him again, right? So Randle's out, and Anunoby's out. Dante DiVincenzo got hurt the other night. He's out. They make this trade to get Alex Burks and Bojan Bogdanovic, right? They make with Detroit. He plays one game. Now he's out. He didn't play the other day either. Well, what the hell's going on here? You know, Isaiah Hartenstein is out. We all know Mitchell Robinson. He's been out for a while. I mean, right now, the Knicks are just completely banged up. You know, they were on their way. I mean, you got to love what you were seeing from this Knicks team. Obviously, Brunson's having a monster year and all that. He's going to be in the All-Star game and all that. If you care, I could care less about the NBA All-Star game. Who gives a shit? Sorry. I don't. But anyway, just getting back to that. I mean, everybody's hurt on the Knicks right now. Everybody is banged up. So you got to be concerned about that. I mean, you really do. I mean, when are they getting these guys back? It's crazy, right? I think they were fifth after they made the Anunoby trade, right? Trading away Barrett and quickly for Anunoby with Toronto, right? And Precious Achiuwa as well, who's been great for them. Precious Achiuwa, okay, he's got a wild name, but I'll tell you, he is a hell of a player. And he's really been a godsend for them. He's been like an offensive rebounding machine the last couple games. And with Hartenstein out and with Robinson out, he's been great, you know, as their big man. So, you know, that trade has worked out well, but it would be nice if Anunoby was playing. And they were 15-2 right after that trade. And then Anunoby got hurt. Randle was already hurt. And then Anunoby got hurt. And now everybody's banged up. So you got to be a little worried about that. The All-Star break could not have come at a better time for the Knickerbockers. That's for sure. But they go into the break at 33-22. I believe right now they're sitting in the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. And you want to stay in that top four so you get home court advantage in the first round. And look, they were on their way to being second behind Boston, and then the injuries have really hurt them. So we'll see what happens after the All-Star break ends. I'm not sure when their next game is, sometime next week, but The All-Star break could not have come at a better time for the New York Knickerbockers. So, but right now, the two best teams in New York play in Madison Square Garden. The Rangers with 73 points and just playing phenomenal hockey right now. And the Knickerbockers at 33-22, but they are banged up and got to get healthy soon. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy your President's Day weekend. I'll be back on Monday with the President's Day special. We'll break down, everything from George Washington to Teddy Roosevelt to Big Don to Sleepy Joe. We'll do all of that. All the love.